Lefty?
I wanna buy some radio ad time.
Are you fucking crazy? We are closed. Off the air till tomorrow. You'll have to just come back.
No, but whoa. So this is Radio Land, huh? The infinite turtle, the waves through the ether fuzz roll on forever. Roar! Can't close that. Hi, I know what you're thinking. This is weird, huh? But I can handle it. You know? You're my fave. Me and Bubba, my little brother, we listen to you every night. Music is my life. You know, you're my fave, but I get too embarrassed to phone in my request. It's too disembodied, you know. But now that we're here in flesh and blood, I could maybe make a request and it'd still count, huh?
Sure. Hmm?
Well, what about Iron Butterfly? You know, like In a Vida de Gata, baby? Oh, it's heavy. You know, I've never been to a radio station before. Do you think you could do me a tour, huh?
Tour? Tour. Sure. Mm-hmm, sure. But seriously quick. And it ends at the exit sign.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay, your tour. Here's your tour. Here's your tour. Here's a lamp.
Yeah, lamp.
Here's a typewriter.
Ooh.
Rubber man.
Rubber man. I like him.
Armadillo. Oh. Here's Mr. Shark.
Oh, Mr. Shark.
Here's some flowers. Rolodex. Here's a lamp.
Oh.
And there's the exit sign. Tour's over.
EXIT. Exit.
Good night.
Oh, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Hey, what about my request? You know that Lefty request record that you honked out today? I love that. Let's see. What was it anyway, the Rambo 3 soundtrack? Gonna play it again? Sure would like it. Hey, maybe I could get a copy. And you could autograph it. To a far out fan. Hey, what's in here?
Record vault.
Oh, where you keep the golden oldies and maybe the new music's in. Ah! look what you did to my Sonny Bono, Wigdo. Oh, God damn, I can't believe it. You're gonna have to buy me a new plate cover. You're gonna have to buy me a new plate cover, Leatherface. Oh, he's gonna send me back to the VA hospital with a dent in my plate. Didn't mess me up. Dog Wheel Hunt! Get that bitch, Leatherface! Get that bitch! Dog Wheel Hunt!
Vicky Valancourt, this is quite a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I just got out of jail, and I heard you were playing football.
Yes, well,
We live a pie on our day. We live a pie on our day.
Yes.
What in here?
So what say we go and get something to eat and catch up on things?
Oh, Mama's not a big fan of restaurants or of me going to one. But if you like, sometimes Mama, she got the, on a Sunday afternoon, there's a grill with a charcoal biscuit.
You want me to come to a barbecue?
Yes, that's it.
Sounds great. Hey, and by the way, I hope you like what I did to y'all lawnmower.
We have found the witch, may we burn her?
Burn her! How do you know she is a witch?
She looks like one! Yeah,
she looks like one. Bring her forward.
I'm not a witch, I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this. And this isn't my nose, it's a false one.
Well?
Well, we did do the nose.
The nose?
And the hat, but she's a witch!
Did you dress her up like this?
No!
Yes, a bit.
She has got a wart.
What makes you think she's a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt.
A newt?
I got better.
Burn already!
Burn!
Shaking hands is the most disgusting custom ever invented. I mean, why do people do that? You know how hands feel sometimes. Sweaty, sticky. They could have just wiped their ass. You know, I don't want to shake that. Tap heads. You know, smack your dicks together or something, you know. We gotta shake hands. You know what I mean? Follow what I'm saying, right?
Of art.
you a man who is truly one of the all-time greats of baseball and undoubtedly a future Hall of Famer. Please welcome back to Boston, the Hit King, number 14, Pete Rose.
Number 14 of the Cincinnati Reds, Pete Rose, will be our guest ring announcer here. Wait a minute, did he call him the Hit King? The Hit King. I think the folks in Boston here probably would prefer legendary Ted Williams, but in any event.
Yeah!
That's something.
Last time I was here, we kicked your ass!
What? That's why to make friends there, Pete.
You can't win a World Series!
Man!
Wow.
My buddy Bucky Dent says hello. You know, I left tickets for Bill Buckner, but he couldn't bend over to pick them up.
Man.
How about it?
Speaking of the World Series and the great tradition here in Boston with the Red Sox.
What do they call it? The Curse of the Bambino. Right here. The city of losers.
Easy. King,
how
did you
about
help?
It?
Did you prep Pete Rose?
Well, we did have a couple of photos made before the match.
And now, introducing.
Whoa. Straight out of the mouth of hell comes the Undertaker's brother Kane and that evil Paul Bear. Yeah, and they came out here before Pete Rose even got a chance to introduce him. We saw what Kane did to the Phoenix Suns mascot a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
oh, wow, man! This power of this man is uncanny.
Whoa!
Unearthly! And if you remember, Kane's the kind of guy that'll show you hammer lust using a real hammer. Remember what he did with that wrench on Vader's face? Vader had to have reconstructive surgery on his face, and he is still out of action thanks to Kane. And if I were Pete Rose, I might consider him to the dugout.
Oh!
Damn. Don't worry about Pete, he's tough. Rose a little bit nervous here, and who can blame him?
Go ahead and introduce him, Pete.
Pete Rose
can't talk. Cat's got his tongue.
Pete may think this is fun and games.
Wait a minute!
But this is how.
Not Pete Rose!
Good God!
What is he
doing? No! That's Pete Rose! That's Pete Rose! Pete Rose just got tombstoned! Pete Rose! Tombstone, and this crowd in Boston loved it!
I cannot believe it!
Pete Rose was dropped on his head! All those head-first slides over his long baseball career! We've seen him on the highlights on many, many occasions,
well,
but he never went head-first like that!
Those slides didn't prepare him for that!
This is
a tragedy.
Well, if this one goes extra innings, Pete's not going to be here to see it.
Watch his head.
Boom.
Oh.
Good Lord. Watch Rose's head. It fell right off the canvas.
What was Kane thinking?
Omar Chapman just had a coronary there in Cincinnati.
Here we go.
Thank you.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Turn around, look at that. You see what I mean? It's plump, it's juicy, it's 3 inches thick. Now, look at this sorry, miserable, squashed thing. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with this picture? Anybody? Anybody at all?
Without him in mind,
world is his.
Oh, yeah.
Just yes. Looking really good today, buddy. Looking real good.
Is the most decorated athlete in WWE history.
Well, here comes the pain.
And the challenger from Minneapolis, Minnesota, weighing in at 295 pounds, Brock Lesnar.
He is the number one contender. Brock Lesnar, with those ribs heavily bandaged after weeks of assault by Kurt Angle.
Now, Brock Lesnar probably didn't have an option. He's probably in a lot of pain, his ribs still. I figured he might want to try and hide that, but he needs the wrap, the tape, to support the injured ribs. Gotta be the reason.
It has been a glorious event thus far. But now WrestleMania turns to the WWE title. For Brock Lesnar, it is his first WrestleMania. For Brock Lesnar, he finds himself in the main event.
Lesnar looks ready. Lesnar wants that championship so bad. And Kurt Angle and damn near have to kill him to take that championship from Angle.
Hello.
I must be hallucinating. Is anybody else here talking penis?
Hey, speaking of penises, do you know how the Playboy Unabashed Dictionary defines oral gratification?
I do.
I gave you my love, I tell you what I do. I'd expect a whole lot of love out of you. You got to be good to me. Gonna be good to you. There's a whole lot of things you and I could do. Things I could say about you, girl. I could say that I
man
around. The country is buzzing about the big one this Thursday night, the Thanksgiving tradition. I'm talking about the Survivor Series, the Ultimate Team, with Team Captain World Wrestling Federation Champion, the Ultimate Warrior, joined by the Intercontinental Champion, of course, the Texas Tornado, along with the Legion of Doom, Hawk and Animal. Gentlemen, this Thursday night, the perfect team, Mr. Perfect, and all three of Demolition.
That's right, Gene Oakland, the perfect team. They say they can do no wrong. Well, you better get your turkey dinner in early, boys, because on Turkey Day, you may be eating your turkey through a straw. A liquid diet is what you're going to consist of, because you can't chew turkey when we kick your teeth down your throat.
All right, as you know, all four men in team competition. However, I see some individual matchups taking place. One quite possibly could be you, Texas Tornado, and their team captain, Mr. Perfect.
Well, first of all, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing a perfect team. I'm tired of hearing Mr. Perfect say how perfect everything he does is the perfect this and perfect that. Well, I'll tell you what, Perfect, you can't run. Because I've got the Legion of Doom and the Ultimate Warrior looking out for me. So, Perfect, bring it on, because it's you and me, boy.
All right, let's talk about some of the possibilities we might see this Thursday night in the Survivor Series. Maybe in this team competition, a 4-on-3, 3-on-2, 2-on-1, maybe even a 4-on-1, Hawk.
Odds make no difference to us. We've been fighting them all our life. And being so vastly far from Perfect, speaking for myself, of course, I wonder what it's like to make somebody who thinks they're perfect look very imperfect in front of a lot of people.
All right, Team Captain, the World Wrestling Federation Champion is psyched for this one. The Ultimate Warrior, your thoughts here at the 11th hour.
Surrounded by the force field, my warriors channel to us. Even you, Gene Oakland, cannot escape now. You must stay with us until D-Day, this Thursday, Turkey Day. Maybe then you will be released, but until then, I will program these individuals to stay unstructured and unbalanced.
All right, there's the lineup. The Ultimate Warriors and the Perfect Team. I'm very curious to find out who will survive in the Survivor Series.
You know, out of all the people I thought would make it, Hightower was the one. I mean, if all the cops looked like him, there'd be no crime at all.
I'm getting sick of this place.
How you doing, Mahomo?
Don't fool me now, Blanks. I'm not in the mood.
You wrecked my car.
No, Hightower did. Why don't you go see him? That'd be a matchup.
Because we want you.
Okay. How about 12 midnight? 9 o'clock on the coast.
No. I'm talking right now, Mahoney. Let's go. You throw the first punch.
Cadet could get thrown out. Trent and another cadet.
Oh, really? Well, I thought you wanted to get thrown out. Here's your chance.
No.
Now, Mahoney. I'm gonna rub this rat in your face. On your mark, get set.
We'll be right back.
You know, Prendergast, I gave you that speech earlier because, like I said, that's regulations. They make me do it. This one is for me. I've never liked you. You want to know why? You don't curse. I don't trust a man who doesn't curse. Not a fuck or a shit in all these years. Real men curse, Prendergast. And I especially don't like a man in my command who's afraid to hit the street. It's bad for morale.
I'm not afraid to hit anything, okay?
Get back behind that desk where you belong. And don't waste any more of my time pretending you're a cop.
Hey, baby, we're rich. What do you say we take a trip? Hey, just the two of us.
I'd like to, Harry, but I've made other plans. I'm taking it all. Pull over.
Are you sure this is what you want?
Positive.
Pretty. But dumb.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood. Holding you again could only do me good. How I wish I could, but you're so far away. One more song about moving along the highway. Can't say much of it. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah. Nothing else to do but close my mind. I sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to find. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. And it doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah. Thank you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Watch your hands do, it's your own eyes that have seen. So won't you judge your actions to make sure the results are clean? It's your own conscience that is gonna remind you that it's your heart and nobody else's that is gonna judge. Be not selfish in your doings. Pass it on.
Pass it on.
Help your brothers in their needs. Pass it on. Live for yourself, if you will live in vain. Live for others, you will live again. In the kingdom of Jah, man shall reign. Pass it on. Pass it on. Pass it on. Pass it on.
What's in the darkness must be revealed to light. We're not here to judge what's good from bad, but to do the things that are right. On a hot sunny day, under the shadows for rescue. But as the day grows old, I know who the sun is gonna find you. So
be not selfish in your doings. Pass it on. Your brothers in their needs. Pass it on. Live for yourself, you will live in vain. Live for others, you will live again. In the kingdom of Jah, man shall reign. Pass it on. Pass it on.
American justice system is the greatest in the world. I'm proud to be an American. Hi, Mom.
Idolater, your soul is required in hell.
Thank you.
that I need you desperately. So here I am, and can you please tell I know.